Hello again everyone, I'm going to show you about this bread maker and the pan and things and how to set it up. As I said in previous boom, the bread maker comes with a bread pan, I shall say that, bread pan, not a bed pan, and it comes with two blades, a measuring spoon with two ends and a measuring cup. So the bread pan is, it's an oblong shape and it's got a handle on, which can switch from left to right or backwards and forwards, depending on which way you've got the pan. It only goes in the bread machine one way, which I'll explain in a bit. At the bottom of it, it's got a circle which fits into bread machine. Inside, there's a thing that sticks up. It's like a screw, but it's got half missing off it. Onto that, you fit the kneading paddle. You get two of these in your bread machine box. The one that you use for bread, for normal bread, it's got a ball on it, which is the bit that fits into your bottom of your bread pan. And then it's straight and then it curves upwards, so it's like looking at an elongated print letter L with the up bit not as long as the left to righty bit, if that makes sense. So that fits onto the screw thing that's in your bread pan. So that's the first thing. Then you need to weigh your ingredients. Your yeast goes in first because it needs to stay dry. It's then flour, then your salt, sugar, butter, water. If you want to make a milk roll, you can do as well. So you just replace the water with milk instead. The only thing about the milk one is you can't put it on the timer. So I'm going to pause this now and I'm going to weigh my ingredients out. And then I'm going to come back and show you how to fix it in the machine. All the ingredients have been weighed out. I've got a teaspoon of yeast, 500 grams of white strong flour, a teaspoon of sugar, a teaspoon of salt, and 25 grams of butter. Right, I'm going to put this into my machine now. And it only goes in one way. Make sure it's on its little thing. Is that it on? Yeah, that's it on. Right, and you turn it to the right to lock it and the left to unlock it, so it's to the right. And that should be locked in. Seems to be. Okay, so lid down. There's another kneading paddle to this I was going to tell you about, and it's for rye bread, and it's like it looks like an odd shaped fork. It's got three prongs on it and they're all different sizes, so I've turned my machine on. By default it's set to program one, but I want a large loaf, not an extra large loaf, so press and it's gone to medium and to large. I hope this is right, you know. I don't want to change the crust because I'm happy with the medium crust. The start light is flashing. So the start button is the one right at the top on the right hand side with the dot on it. I press start. And the bread maker makes a series of clicky noises. And it goes through four stages. And on the screen, if you've got anybody with some working eyes, it says, if I remember this rightly, it says rest, knead, rise, bake. And this particular loaf will take approximately 4 hours and 5 minutes. So there we have it. I didn't want you to have to listen to me weighing all my ingredients out, because that's quite boring really. And it would have probably took up about 25 boos. So, although maybe next time I might do a boo where I'm weighing my ingredients out, just to give